Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of kings and Lord of lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is on the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When all the people witness the thunder and the lightning, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking, they were afraid and trembled and stood at a distance and said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, for God has come only to test you and to put the fear of him upon you so that you do not sin." Then the people stood at a distance while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and so far he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. It was August 22nd, 2013. Michael Hill, a 20-year-old young man who suffered from chronic depression and bipolar disorder, walked into an elementary school. He entered the administrative offices, closed the door, got out an AK-47 and shot the ceiling. He then turned to the bookkeeper, whose name was Antoinette Tull. He told her to call the police. He explained his plan. I want to shoot the children, then the police, and then myself, he said. Antoinette started talking to this young man. But she didn't try to convince him to stop. Instead, she began by telling him about herself. Michael, I don't know you, but my name is Antoinette. Did you know that my husband, he left me 2 years ago, and I'm trying to raise a disabled son by myself? And some days, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Michael started talking back. He told her how much he hated himself. He told her that no one cared about him, no one. But after today, he said, people will remember me. They'll remember my name. After today, they will know me. Michael, she said, I love you. And it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to end like this. I know that you're hurting. Michael started to cry. He asked Antoinette to get on the intercom and to tell all the students who were hiding in their classrooms that he was sorry. Antoinette did that, and she also told them to stay in their classrooms. By this time, the police had arrived and they were outside the door of the offices. Antoinette said again, Michael, I love you and it doesn't have to end this way. I am so proud of you for thinking that there could be another option. Please, put the gun down. And he did. He put the gun down. And that's how a middle-aged, insecure woman from rural Georgia saved hundreds of lives because she shared with him her brokenness. And she gave him another option. Once a year, every year, I ask the teenagers in our congregation to bring their car keys up to the altar, and I bless their car keys. It's one of my favorite things that I do. And while I'm blessing their car keys, I picture them out on the road, and I think about the decision that they're going to make when they're driving. And it doesn't just happen on the roads, it happens on all the roads of life. All of you who drive know that inevitably someone is gonna do something obnoxious to you on the road, right? They're gonna cut you off, and you're gonna want to tail them, you're gonna wanna lean on your horn, throw them the bird, yell obscenities. Come on, admit it. And in that moment, you're gonna have to make a decision, a crucial decision. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be safe? Do you want to be right, because you are right, and you can prove you're right, or do you want to be safe? And that decision happens in every part of our lives, not just behind the steering wheel. When we're caring for our elderly parents, or trying to raise our children, or trying to work on a marriage, there will be a heated moment in which you will be faced with the choice. Do you want to be right? Or do you want to be loving? It comes down to this. Who are you? Are you hell-bent on winning at life, on showing everyone that you have won, that you're right, that you succeeded, that you have perfect children or the great career, or that you've made enough money? Or is it enough to just be a broken child of God? Is it enough? That is the choice that Antoinette gave to Michael. You see, he thought that he had to be right or die. And she gave him the option of not being right, of being broken, and being alive. As we read through the Old Testament, we've come to the Ten Commandments. Those amazing, amazing laws that God gave us and that we need. The Hebrew people were lost. They were enslaved, and they needed to form a civilized nation. And these laws make sense, don't they? If we all wandered around murdering and stealing, we'd live in chaos, wouldn't we? We need the rules. We need the laws, the boundaries. But what we came to realize over decades and centuries is that although we wanted to be right, we wanted to get it right every time, we kept failing. We kept coveting our neighbor's wife or our neighbor's oxen or something. We kept worshiping other gods, idols. We even did worse things. try and try as we might, we couldn't get it right. We couldn't win. We couldn't dot every I and cross every T, and inevitably, we made a mistake. Inevitably, we messed up again and again and again. Today is called Christ the King Sunday. It is the final Sunday of the Christian year. And it's the Sunday in which we remember the one person who got it right. One. There was only one of us who got it right. That's why he's the king and we're not. Right? He's the boss and we're not. You see, you can spend your whole life trying to do everything right. And you can even make believe that it's happening, that you've got it all together. But the truth is that you don't. No one does except him. And the greatest, most ironic part is that Jesus got it right by getting it all wrong. He failed ultimately. He took upon us, upon himself, everything that we had done wrong, everything. He died naked on a cross. And even on that cross, he turned around and welcomed into heaven a man who had messed up his entire life, who had done everything wrong. You know, when they interviewed Antoinette after all this happened, the press asked her, "How did you do this?" And she had this blank look on her face, and then she said, "I didn't do it. God did it." "Are you kidding me?" she said. "I can't speak at all. I get so shy, I stumble over my words, and I was scared out of my mind. It had to be God. It had to be God." And so Antoinette pointed to the king. She gave credit to the one who led her through it all. And that's what we're supposed to do. To stop trying so hard to be right and to do everything right, but instead to turn our focus to the King and let him act through us. You know, I love the new Pope. Isn't he amazing? He was on the airplane with the press, and most public figures, you know, they have to print out on an email what they want the press to know or work on their sound bite. Well, Pope Francis, he just walks to the back of the airplane and sits down with the press, and they ask him, they say, "Who are you? Who are you?" You would expect some long treatise about his life and history or something. But Pope Francis answered very simply, "Oh, that's easy," he said. "Who am I? I'm a sinner." I'm a sinner. I'll tell you a secret. We can waste days, months, years trying to get it right. Just give up. You'll never be perfect. You'll never win at life. Antoinette communicated with Michael not by telling him all the things she did right, but by telling him what she did wrong. She shared with him her brokenness, and that's how they connected. You will never get it right, but we can be saved. Despite all of our mistakes, we can be saved by the one who does get it right. And isn't that a wonderful, beautiful thing? We're not right, but we're saved. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty Father, through the waters of baptism, you have made us your children. Help us to live more fully as part of your family of saints. Living God,
hear our prayer.
You have marked us as Christ's own forever. Help us to live generously and without fear. Living God,
hear our prayer.
Bless all who are sick, suffering, or in need. May they experience the peace of your presence at all times and in all places. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud. We pray today especially for the Diocese of West Virginia. Living God,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the people of the Middle East. Guide those in authority around the world, that there may be greater understanding among all people. Living God,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the people of the Philippines in the wake of the typhoon that has devastated their country. Embrace all those who have died, comfort their families and friends, and aid those who are helping to rebuild their country. Living God,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those who have died, that they may have eternal life. I invite you to speak their names aloud. And we remember especially Mabel Sang, Corliss Jeff Driggers, and John Tavener. Living God,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for the ministries of this cathedral that touch the lives of the poor, the homeless and the sick, the elderly and little children. Give us the strength, courage, and joy to grow these ministries, to serve you here in the city of Jacksonville and throughout the world. Living God,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
My family.
Living God,
hear our prayer.
Fashion us in your image and likeness, O God, that we may serve you as your children all our days. Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. It's so good to see you all today. So good to see you. Great to see you all. If you're new or visiting from another part of the country, raise your hand and we'll greet you and we'll bring you a gift bag, but you have to keep your hand up because the ushers have to find you. So keep it up until the bag arrives. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you. There's more up here at the front, guys. Keep them coming. Keep your hands up. If you are making plans for Thanksgiving, and you may not have family in town, please consider joining your parish family. We have a 10:30 Thanksgiving service on Thanksgiving Day in the morning, followed by a potluck lunch. The church will provide the meat, and we ask that everybody bring a side dish. There are more details in the bulletin. We'd love to have you come, all of you. The church office will close at noon on Wednesday, and it will be closed Thursday and Friday. So if you need to reach us, call earlier in the week. As I mentioned, this is the last Sunday of the Christian year, and many of you perhaps already know this, but in the Episcopal Church, as in the other liturgical churches, Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, we read the whole Bible in the course of 3 years. Matthew's the first year, Mark is the second, and Luke is the third, and John is interspersed throughout. So we're finishing the year in which we've read the Gospel of Luke, as we did today, and we'll be beginning with the Gospel of Matthew next Sunday. So listen carefully. Matthew was a Jew, and he was trying to prove that Jesus was the fulfillment of the messianic prophecies. So we'll be hearing from Matthew this year. Also, because Advent marks the beginning of the church year and the season of waiting for the coming of Christ, we'll be making Advent wreaths, which you can take home and light at your dinner tables or before you go to bed. We will also have an alternative gift market, so you can buy gifts, but the proceeds will go and do wonderful things in the world. So I hope you will join us. There's more details about all of that in your bulletin. Jose, would you come down, please? Many of you already have met Dean Jose Angel, who is the dean of the cathedral in Havana, Cuba. And for those of you who do not know, I have to tell you the story of the miracle of his voice. Father Jose had lost his voice. He could not speak. and he came here to the United States. All of the doctors in Cuba had tried to treat him. He was celebrating and struggling through, and one of our members, who happens to be the head neurologist at Mayo, was watching him. And after the service, Dr. Ryan Weedy came up to Jose and said, "Your problem is not with your voice, it is with your mind." And so, the doctors at Mayo, every 5 months or so, evidently the muscles on either side of his vocal cords were clamping down because his brain was telling them to clamp down. So they shoot those muscles with Botox, believe it or not, and they paralyze them. And that liberates his voice so he can speak. Now, he has just had the injections a couple days ago, so he can't speak much today at all. But his voice will be coming back how many weeks? A week or two, or how many days will it come back? About a couple weeks to a month it takes to come back. So, and because these injections are very intricate, we fly him here every 5 months, and Mayo does this treatment for free. Isn't that wonderful? So we're so blessed to have you with us. Welcome, welcome. He wants to express his gratitude for everything that is yours. Thank you. It's how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Show.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink and of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
let us send forth our Eucharistic minister who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always.
Amen.